Now commentator Gary Joyner with History Matters.
One of the most visited monuments in Oakland Cemetery in Shreveport belongs to a man with an intriguing past and a strange ending. Riverboat men, cattlemen, immigrants from faraway lands, slaveholders, and common laborers all called Shreveport home in the 1800s. They made the young town an interesting and all too often a violent place to live. Gambling as a recreational vice was part of life in the Arklatex region from the beginning. From the 1840s until the early part of the 20th century in Shreveport, saloons and private venues offered games of skill and chance almost nonstop. Saloons were located along the riverfront and in most blocks of Texas Street. Others were found in most of St. Paul's Bottoms, today's Ledbetter Heights. Private games could also be found in homes and businesses. An all-night card game in a two-story brick store at the northwest corner of Common Street and Milam Street in Shreveport ended on Sunday morning, June 14, 1885, and not happily. Among the card players was Gus Logan, a black man with an unsavory reputation as a gambler and a petty criminal. Another player had the unlikely name of Napoleon Bonaparte. A third player was Nathan Golkind, a native of Płock, part of the Russian Empire in Poland. The 36-year-old Golkind was red-headed, a bachelor, handsome, and well-liked. He was also a store owner and an avid gambler. While gambling was his passion, it would also be his undoing. Golkind carried scars from stabbings, including a slit throat, and he was missing a part of his left middle finger, blown off in a shooting. The scar on his throat came from a game while he was employed at Scopina Plantation in Bossier Parish. Gus Logan could not determine whether Golkind was a skilled gambler or a cheater. He grabbed Golkin's pistol and fired a round through the unfortunate man's left eye. Golkind dropped to the floor, dead before he landed. Logan ran across the street and was immediately arrested and taken to jail to await trial. During the trial, one of the other gamblers testified that Logan said, "Damned if he ain't dead," before he had dropped the pistol he used for the murder. After a swift trial, Logan was found guilty of murder and was sentenced to be hanged by a Caddo district judge. The sentence was appealed, and the case moved rapidly up the judicial ladder to the Louisiana Supreme Court. The sentence was affirmed at both the appellate and Supreme Court levels. However, Governor Samuel Douglas McHenry commuted the sentence to life at hard labor, not an unusual action for him. Strangely, the sentence of life at hard labor seems to have been ignored. It is not clear whether or not Logan served any time at all for the crime. He surfaced again in 1889 and continued to live in the Bottoms well until the 20th century, still getting into scrapes and causing mischief. No one seems to have been interested in him after he was freed, except Shreveport's Jewish community. They were outraged. Golkin's friend and the executor of his estate, Louis Liebman, placed a white bronze or zinc monument at his grave facing Baker Street in Oakland Cemetery. Passersby today can still see the round-top marker where they can easily read Nathan Golkind, a native of Płock, Russian Poland, killed in Shreveport, Louisiana by Gus Logan, June 14, 1885, aged 36 years. Below this, in large capital letters, is the phrase, "In God He Trusted." Nathan Golkin's story is tragic and obscure, and very interesting, the kind of story that makes a good plot for a movie or a book. Like many of the other good stories, it is true history, which continues to prove that history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.